Okay, how do you reject a date nicely? Oh. What's your go-to rejection line?
The worst part of dating.
And do you call or do you text? I think nowadays most people text, but maybe you're I need to do this over the phone person.
And I wonder if that makes you crazy if you do it over the phone. Like
nowadays, like, oh, yeah. Well, it depends on your age. So here's the message. It says, I went on a date the other night. It was nice enough, but I didn't feel a connection, and I wasn't interested in a second date. However, he said he was very interested and asked to see me again at the end of the date. What's the best way to approach this? Men can be so volatile when rejected. And that makes me feel apprehensive. I told him it was nice to meet him and I would let him know. And then texted him the following day saying I didn't feel a connection and that I wasn't interested in a second date. He got upset and said, well, I should have said that on the date. Should I have told him in person at the end of the date, or is texting the next day okay? I don't think anything is required. I don't think you're like obligated to tell him in person at the end of the date because you may not even make a decision yet.
It sounds like this guy's just volatile. I don't know. What is the difference of hearing I'm not interested last night or this morning?
Right. What does it matter?
That's what I would do. I would never say it to someone's face.
Yeah.
Nope. I would definitely do the text the next morning because I hate hurting anyone's feelings.
79 Coast. Call or text to us. Either is fine.
Yeah.
792-6278. What's your rejection line? What's your go-to rejection line? Like, I remember when I was single, I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
No.
And I was so concerned about hurting someone's feelings, I would say something like, I would try to insert some sort of a compliment, you know?
Yep.
Something like, you know, you're very handsome, but, you know, I'm not interested in another date. But good luck.
Yes.
I would try to do the sandwich thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like something positive, rejection, something positive.
Yeah. I think I would do the same. Like, you're great. I had a great time. I really appreciate it. I think we're better off.
I think we're better off never seeing each other again.
I'm pretty sure I either said, like, we're better off as friends, or I would lie and say, I'm not ready for a relationship, I've realized.
Oh, that's a
big lie. Yeah. I was ready for relationships since I came out of the womb.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they show up and you see them sometime again. Oh, it's the worst. Oh, God. It's like you want them to disappear and like move to Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't always disappear and move to Mexico.
That was kind of random. I said that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know why Mexico.
I don't know. Maybe.
I wish all my dates who I dated would just move to Mexico.
Who doesn't like Mexico, though?
Okay.
That's a nice wish for someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, former dates.
You're all fired. We're moving to Mexico.
Where do you find this stuff, you weirdo? Oh, man.
That's my special search skills, you know. Oh, there's another of Kelly's exes. Small
Mexico. They're all on an island somewhere. See you later.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were in Mexico.
No, I know.
Now they're on an island?
Maybe. Maybe it depends on...
Where am I supposed to find your exes?
Gotta get on a flight.
This is your life show I'm producing.
Ew. Can you imagine?
And now the parade of lovers.
The parade.
Yeah.
It's just Jay. Nobody else showed up. Oh, man.
Yeah.
A parade of lovers. How many would be in your parade?
Kelly's parade of lovers. Oh, there's the guy who poked your stomach.
Oh, yes.
Someone texted, I tell my kids when they're dating to do it face to face, especially if it's a long time partner. I think if you ever got to the point where you called yourself something, where you said it was a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you owe it to them to do it in person.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. My last boyfriend before Jay that I was in love with did not do it in person. So then I just.
Oh.
No. And we were very serious.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I just decided to stalk him.
Oh.
Totally stalked him.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I would... I did some crazy stuff.
So, wait. So, he broke up with you over text.
Yeah.
And then you stalked him.
Yeah. So, he would go to work, and he would go down... When I lived in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was crazy. And,
Yeah, what was the end goal there?
Nothing, right? Like... in my head... Oh, I know what the end goal was.
Oh, boy.
In my crazy 20-something-year-old head,
mm-hmm.
I knew that I said, if he sees me, he's going to get those feelings back again and realize he made a mistake. So he's going to want me back.
Yeah.
Because he did it over the phone like it was, you know, really random. And so I would like try to put myself in situations where, where he would see me.
Uh-huh.
And so he would drive past my apartment to get to work when I lived in Portland. And I knew what time he would go to work. So I would set my alarm.
Wow. This is, I don't even know if I want you to finish the story.
Man, I was crazy. Yeah. But all of you listening, you know you've done some crazy stuff too. Like,
all aboard the crazy train.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd wait for him and I would like go down by my car and act like I was putting something in the trunk.
Wow.
So when he drove by, he'd be like, oh, there's Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just kept driving.
Yeah.
And then eventually he went a different way to work.
Yeah. Wow. He actually changed his route.
He changed his route. Yeah.
Going down the rails of a crazy train. Yeah.
Man, I'm like, Chunk, you say anything. And I'm like, well, this once happened.
I didn't even ask any follow-up questions.
No, I just kept going, man.
I'm crazy and I'm a laugh away from a tear.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
Yep.
But I'm not crazy anymore.
Yeah.